Patsy, we'll go to the action in the European stage, European throw-in championships on in Portugal. How did John Kelly get on?
I'd say, summing it up, I'd say he done right. You know, Miles, he threw 16.93, he went down to the competition ranked 11th, and he finished up 9th. So, you know, it's a steady work and progress really for him, and you know, so he did respond very well in one of the throws, and of course he got a couple of no throws, and that I keep explaining to everybody, in rotational throwing you're on the edge, you know, and you're going round and you can lose your bounds, and he got a couple of no throws, so basically 16.93, fair enough, and that's the phase of the season over, so you need to go back and start lifting and keep his story on, you know, so no, grand. No, he was happy enough.
Okay. What else happening today?
Well, not a lot else happening today, just a couple of other bits and pieces. We had some medals from yesterday. I did a very good report, but I did what happened up until the point, a point in Athlone League Masters indoors yesterday. And to add to that, then there were a few medals later in the day. Bosco Reid in the shot. Geraldine Stewart from Tyrconnell in the shot. Damien Crawford from Strabane Lifford got medal in the shot, and Kieran Carron had a very, very good 1500 metres, just being eclipsed at the very end, so he had to settle for the silver, but a very quality run for him. And Mark Connolly in his age category, he nailed a medal in his 3K, as did Kay Byrne winning her 3K as well, so they were all add-ons to the list from yesterday. So the National Master Indoor was the last indoor competition of the season in terms of seniors and masters, and in effect, very successful from a Donegal point of view. And I suppose Aidan Gillespie's age group records, Irish age group records in both the hurdles and in the long was pretty noteworthy. And he's from the Rosses Athletic Club, so well done to him. But there were many, many, many excellent performances. One very interesting performance, Joe Joyce, his former Garda sergeant, retired many years ago now, and from Dunloe, competing out of Ross, has won the shot in the over 70 category. So you absolutely got to admire the enthusiasm and energy and stuff of people like Joe Joyce and making that journey. So well done to them all. Also in the States, Arlene Crossan, she's a student now at West Texas, and she's just settling in really, and she was on the 4x4 team in the indoor story over there. She was a relay team, a 4x4 relay team. Her team finished third. Her split was around about 56. So she is making progress. She is settling. And you know, everybody over this side of the water are pretty happy with her at the moment. So, and hopefully everything's going good for her over there. So that's pretty much it. And we had the Cara, big crowd, of course, in Bundoran yesterday. Teresa Doherty won the women's 10 mile. And the best Donegal finisher, John Travers, won the men's. He's an international athlete from Donore. He lives in Sligo, and he won it. But the best Donegal finisher in 54.04 would have been Barry Harn from Finn Valley. So a big crowd. A big conditions weren't great, but look, you take your luck in these road races this time of the year. So that was pretty much it, Miles.
Okay. Well, you mentioned John Travers. John was a man that was the first Irish man to run under 4 minutes for the mile down in Athlone there, just would it be last Wednesday week, and his time 3:59.4 happens to be the exact time that Roger Bannister, the late now Roger Bannister, ran in Iffley Road grounds in 1954 for the first time ever.
Aye, that's a very good link really, as you say, that was the fastest ever by an Irish guy indoors in Ireland, and you know, and the time being similar, it was a nice link to make, and of course just to acknowledge the passing of Roger Bannister. In the world of athletics, of course, just to say, you know, he was just part of the story and part of the folklore, not so much the folklore, but the whole relevance of the sport. And there was at that time, as you well know, Miles, there was such a rush on to be who was going to be the first person to break this 4 minute mile. It was like climbing Everest. It was bigger than climbing Everest at the time. It was massive, massive, massive. It was in terms of moments in history, it was regarded as one of the moments, particularly particularly in Britain, of the century. And, you know, it was an iconic moment.
It sure was. Okay, Patsy, I suppose that's why it's still got that aura, breaking the 4-minute mile. It's still a big one. More people have climbed Mount Everest than have broken a 4-minute mile.
Absolutely, that's a good link again, and that's very, very true. And it's just to show you, you know, weren't we so lucky here? Weren't we just so lucky here in Ireland to have so many great milers? Unfortunately, we don't have them anymore, but we had so many great milers. And, you know, it's very interesting. Marco Sullivan, now head coach at Villanova, you know, world champion as well in his day, 100 sub-fours, 100 sub-fours. And people like him and Flynn and Coughlin and O'Mara, they were just unbelievable on the circuit and in championships. So we were so lucky for a period of time, you know.
And I suppose the only reason, obviously, that there was no sub-4-minute mile on Irish soil indoor was the fact that there was no place to run it.
No place to run it, and they were states. They were all based in the states in many ways, you know. And there was no indoor facility to do it. But even outdoors, these guys were doing it outdoors. These guys were lead athletes in the world outdoors in terms of the number of guys like Walker and so on, you know. And you know, following the tradition that Snell and everybody and everybody and Ovett and Co and you know, people still are very, very, very clear in the memory of those people, you know.